Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we're talking this week about heavenly Jerusalem. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Hamakom. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's gone to prepare a place for the church of the living God. It is the heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem below and Jerusalem above. There is an earthly Jerusalem. There is a heavenly Jerusalem. The Jews are very cognizant of this. God told the Jews in the Old Testament, and we have gone over it thoroughly last week. Ha-makom. There was a place on earth he was going to rest his name. That place on earth during the millennium will be like, I think it was Mike Evans called it, Jerusalem, D.C. It will be the capital of the whole earth during the millennium. Now, the Jews are very attached to this place, and I'm reading to you from A Short History of Jerusalem by Abraham E. Milgram, M-I-L-L-G-R-A-M. Jerusalem encompassed the Jews' religious sentiments, his national identity, his mystic yearnings, his historic memories, his hopeful aspirations, and more. The ordinary Jew, who has not been affected by the forces of assimilation, continually experiences this mystic attachment to the holy city. He does not try to explain it. Just as a mother experiences her loving attachment to her children without attempting to analyze it, let alone describe it, the powerful attachment of the Jew to Jerusalem is as baffling to the non-Jew as is the Jew's survival. It is an eternal riddle. Now, I'm going to read you more from that book, and I want you to remember the references to mother. In the prophetic utterances and in the Psalms, Jerusalem is frequently spoken of as Mother Zion, and the Jewish people are referred to as Zion's children. These poetic expressions reflect the tender relationship between the Jewish people and their holy city. Mother Zion always represented a geographical entity, the city, and the daughter of Jerusalem was always the people of Israel. Now, mother, children. Old Testament, earthly Jerusalem, Israel. Now we're going to skip fast forward to the New Testament. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, Hamakom. This too is a city. It is, however, Jerusalem, which is above. The Jews call it Yerushalayim Shema'alah, Jerusalem that is above. I want to read to you from John chapter 3, 16, the same chapter that's in, but it's John chapter 3, one of the most quoted read chapters in the Bible. Now, he's talking to Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, verse 3, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I said unto thee, verse 7, you must be born again. Now, we always read this born again. But if you have a reference Bible and you go for verse 3 and go verse 7 over to the center reference or wherever the references are, it will tell you that the Greek says, Except a man be born from above. So, you can be born from above. To be born again, you must be born from above. We're going to move now over to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26. 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians. I have to always sing my little Sunday school song. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26 says, But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Now he's talking to Christians, believers, born again ones. Jesus said to be in the church, to be going to the place that he has prepared for you, you have to be born from above. You have to have a new birth of your spirit. And it calls Jerusalem, which is above, which Paul knew about, Jesus knew about, Yerushalayim Shema Allah, heavenly Jerusalem, is the mother of us all. That's the mother of the church. We remember we read how the Jews see as earthly Jerusalem as their mother. Well, we Christians should be thinking about heavenly Jerusalem and our having been born there. We are actually citizens. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, our politeuma is the Greek word, our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. We right now on this earth are citizens of heaven. As soon as you are born from above, born again, with heavenly Jerusalem as your mother, then your politeuma, your citizenship is right now in heaven. We are told in Corinthians that we are ambassadors to earth from heaven, but our citizenship is in heaven. It is in the heavenly city. Right now, I am on the earth. I say it like this, kind of in a funny way. I say that I am a creature from outer space. I don't know how outer space it is, but I am certainly a creation from Jerusalem, which is above. I am a citizen. I carry a passport from the United States of America, but I'm not one of the nations. I am a citizen of heaven, and I get to go by the laws of heaven because I am an ambassador. And while I'm on earth, I get to have the ambassadorship of heaven's laws. This is a city. It is a city that we are citizens of. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10. This is the famous faith chapter. Speaking of Abraham, it says, by faith, verse 9, he sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He was looking for a city. We're going to talk more and more about this city. Now, in verse 13, it says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse 16, now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, Hamakom for you. Earthly Jerusalem was known as Hamakom, the place. But Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, and we are plainly told here that it is a heavenly city. And if I declare that I am a stranger, I tell you, I'm just a little concerned about the earth, about the church getting so earthy. You know, we are not God's earthly people. He has earthly people, but we are God's heavenly people. We know the way. Jesus is the way. No man goes to the Father except by him. The Father's throne is in the heavenly city. Hallelujah. And so we go to that city. We are told in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 14 that... Hallelujah, chapter 13 and verse 14 of Hebrews. Here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. I don't have a continuing city here on this earth. People say they feel like when they get to Jerusalem, I hear them say it all the time, I'm home. I'm not home, except that I'm near to heavenly Jerusalem. When I look up from that earthly Jerusalem, I look up to the heavens and I know there's a Jerusalem there beyond my sight. You know, there's a scripture which says it's just a step away. John G. Lake said, heaven is not far away. I do not know if it's on another realm. I don't know if it's on another sphere. I don't know. But I know that it's connected to the earthly Jerusalem. Heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem will be connected forever. One day you'll be able to see from earthly Jerusalem. You'll be able to see heavenly Jerusalem. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm not home until I get there. The heavenly city. Here I have no continuing city. I heard of some people once that Christians, they had done away with Israel and any rights that the Jews have, and they were dividing on maps how they were going to divide up Jerusalem for themselves. That is the height of pride. If you'll just read the Bible in Ezekiel, you'll see that during the millennium, the land of promise is going to be divided up between the tribes. I believe that is in Ezekiel 47. I've forgotten exactly, don't hold me to it. But here, I have no continuing city. My place of doing business with God right now is Hebrews chapter 12, 18 through 29. I have a tape in which I show you how God showed me we are to pray in heaven and to do business in heavenly Jerusalem. Hebrews 12, 18 says, you have not come to the mount that might be touched. That's Mount Sinai. We don't do business there. But verse 22, you are come to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, unto heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Hallelujah to the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. The roll is there to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. That's where we go in prayer right now. That place exists right now. People live there. I pray there. Wigglesworth said, if you don't pray in heaven, you haven't prayed. We're going to be talking more about heaven, and we're going to be talking about some witnesses that have been there and come back in our next programs. Be sure to order Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer. I Died and Went to Heaven by Dr. Gary Wood. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, and we'll get these books out to you for $15 plus mailing. That's 1-800-972-3447. We'd also love to have you come and be with us. We'll be talking about the glorious future of the church in our eschatology classes at Dr. Hollison's church at Osage Beach Faith on the Walk on the Water Faith Church, Osage Beach, Missouri. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's March 16th through 20th. Also, get your youth involved in our great Champions for Christ Youth Rally, hosted by my son Chip Brim with dynamic speakers. One of them is Billy Brim. The kids like me. I tell them about what God's got planned for us in the wonderful, wonderful future according to the Word of God. Just call and find out how to do it. 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim Oaks
saying until tomorrow, shalom, shalom, peace be upon you.